end of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Kenny Kessler is monitoring our Facebook and Twitter accounts. Social media being as it is, a lot of the most important stories of the day that we talk about are examined, and sometimes upon examination there are comments that are solicited from any and all, so help yourself to that. Because Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, is not here this week, I'm doing a little work from the couponing for the rest of his book that I will delve into in a matter of moments. A lot of things going on, including discussions of retirement. It is May Day. I'm actually going to have, shall I do the history class right now before we get to the implementation of new smart 911? You want to do
the history of May Day?
Well, the history of May 1st.
Okay.
All right, class, please. At attention.
Good morning, Mr. Steffen.
Oh, good morning, class.
Is that all in Richie? High places with bright, shiny faces.
Richie, how nice to see you this morning. You're looking bright. You shaved. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to do that when you're in fifth grade. Anyway, you look good, Rich.
Yeah.
Here we go. Back to this date in 1960. Gary Powers. First name Francis, but went by Gary Powers when he was a traffic reporter in Washington. Remember, Richie?
Uh-huh.
Gary Powers was a traffic reporter before he was...
Lighten up, Francis.
He was captured by the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And do we know why he was captured by the Russians, Jennifer?
Spy plane pilot.
Jennifer, your voice has changed. Very nice.
American. My friend Rich, he lets me cheat on his paper.
How you doing?
That's very nice. Yeah, the U-2 plane was over Russian territory, and the Soviets shot it down. Took 5 days for the Ruskies to announce the occurrence, and it was at the... it was really embarrassing because Eisenhower was trying to get the Russians to do something, and they played him like a fiddle. And then they trotted him out in front of a press conference. See? The Americans? See what they're doing? See? They can't be trusted?
I want to know how they shot that thing down. That thing flies at a ridiculously high altitude.
Feet.
Yeah, how do you shoot down something at 110,000 feet?
I think he's gone down a little lower to check out what color Khrushchev's socks were.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think that's what happened that day. Also on this date in history, 1967, the Elvis person got hitched to a young girl.
Not the Rice and Elvis person, right?
No.
Okay.
This was in West Germany. Let's see here. The wedding cake cost $3,500.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. Let's, by the way, speaking of the Ryson guy, the latest on that is that this guy apparently is the perpetrator of this, right? They found all kinds of things in his
house. I thought it was the Wayne Newton guy.
Yeah,
Wayne Newton.
I was getting away from Elvis. First guy was an Elvis, and he didn't do it. The Wayne Newton guy did.
Right.
Right.
Apparently. So they got him, Kenny, left to right?
Yeah, they found... some of his possessions that tested positive for the ricin poison, and they also found that he ordered several of the items needed to make ricin off eBay.
Right. He bought them from Domino's Pizza, I think, didn't he?
I wonder if he'll be doing shows in prison.
He won't be saying like this.
You show Netflix.
Yeah, thanks for coming, everybody.
Hey, gang. It's a Wayne Newton show. On this day in 1971, a new word was introduced into the American traveling lexicon. Do you know what that word was?
No.
Amtrak.
Oh.
Synonymous with the passenger train travel for the most part in our country today. So here's my local train story. I have all kinds of stories today.
Love.
Would you like
Amtrak.
My local train story?
It's getting expensive, though. Go ahead.
It's getting expensive. So as one of the kids that works on the farm and has worked for me on the farm for a long, long time, he's really actually a very good kid. His name is Tyler. You've heard me talk about him off and on over the years, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
He now works for the railroad. And he is a...
all the live long day?
Right. He works on track as a track inspector and fixer, and he also is a diesel locomotive. So they have now the state of Massachusetts has bought all of the track from the various freight companies. Everybody that owned it, Massachusetts now owns the track east of Worcester. So they have all the MBTA, which is the local transit authority, running trains north and west and south. So yesterday, he's working with me at the farm, fixing a harrow. He gets a call he gets out of work about 4 o'clock.
The harrow is that big thing with the claws on the back of it that kind of drags.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. It smooths out the dirt after you plow it.
Okay.
So he gets this call from the office, and they say, you got to come in right away. What's the problem? A truck has gone under a railroad bridge, and the truck was too big to get under the railroad bridge, so it crashes into the railroad bridge, and it happens to be the main track, three tracks, east, west, and the spare. And so the trains that are, this is rush hour, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, all the trains are stopped. Because they don't dare send the trains over the track until they have somebody come inspect it to find out if the truck crashing into the bridge did any damage.
Right.
So he gets into his car and meets the crew of four to go over all of this stuff and see if there's damage. And he says this truck, this bridge gets hit all the time, and it's so well built, they're not going to do any damage. But they have to say that it's okay before they let the train passenger or freight traffic go over the bridge. So it ties up the thing for the entire commute. Trains, they try to put the people on buses, and they people for hours sitting in trains because they can't get across this bridge.
You know, somebody sent me a YouTube video within the last couple of months, and what it was is a traffic cam, which monitors this intersection, and there's a bridge there.
Yeah, how many times it gets run into?
Unbelievable.
Oh, it really is. Stupidity.
Unbelievable.
These truck drivers.
How many trucks nailed this thing?
Yeah.
And some didn't even know it. They just sheared the roof off the back cab.
Yeah, right.
And they just kept on going.
Yeah.
Some of them, it just, I mean, you know, Winnebagos and just car carriers.
Yep.
It was, I mean, there must have been 50, 60 incidents on this 1 2-minute YouTube video of just trucks just not even thinking about it and just plowing through this bridge.
We have a what we call the river roads on both sides of the Charles River. On the Cambridge side is called Memorial Drive, and on the Boston side is called Storrow Drive. And they have these bridges that are in some cases only 9 feet, 9.5 feet, because all the people that go jogging over the bridges and around the hatch shell and whatever's up and down the Charles River, the budget truck can't even fit under that. The little budget moving vans. And so people, these stupidos, are nailing these things all the time. And they, as you suggested, Richie, sometimes they shear the top off or the whole van comes off and plops in the road.
Yep.
And they just stir up traffic or stop it for hours until they get it cleaned up. And they fine them and do that. You know, people that do stuff like that, they ought to pay for all of the time they've inconvenienced people that sit in their cars waiting for these messes to get cleaned up. I mean, it's really time-consuming for people to get stuck behind.
It's basic stupidity.
It is. Or selfishness.
When you get in that truck, you have to know how tall it is, and there's signs on every single bridge.
There are always signs on it. Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, there's a couple of stories for us to chew on here. 15 past the hour. Let's take a few moments to talk about fish oil and burps. I promise, Richie, I'm not doing any burps today.
Thank goodness.
Healthy omega-3. This is one of the things I was talking earlier about Charlotte going to the vet yesterday. And one of the things we talked about was whether she's taking fish oil, because fish oil is good for their eyes. It was an ophthalmologist that I brought Charlotte to. Wanted to know how much. And I said, I give her Vitality fish oil and I give her Cardiol. They said, make sure that they're tested for purity. Well, I'm ahead of the game there, because you don't want to give just any oil to your dogs. You got to have the right stuff. They need to be really clean, and if you have them tested for purity, or you know they're pure, and that's the case with Vitality fish oil. The standard supermarket or drugstore fish oil is an alcohol molecule, and you don't want to give that to your dog, and you don't want to take it yourself. Hard on the stomach, causes burps. So here's what you do. You take Vitality fish oil every day, and you will have no burps, and you'll have a clear, path to having better things in your system. You want to use supplements? Use the best supplement, as long as you're going out of your way to do it. And that Vitality fish oil from Solana Health, which is actually the maker, is offering you a free sample right now so you can experience for yourself that you get the benefits of fish oil and no burps, no fishy aftertaste, none of that stuff. To get your 5-day sample free, call 888-809-6424, or you can visit cardiol.net/Doug. No credit card required. They're not going to ask you to sign up for a month, or we're going to pre-ship you, how they do in some of these things when you call up. They say, give me your credit card, we'll send you the first month free, but after that you get automatic ship. And that's not what this is about. These people are trying to sell you something for sure, but they want you to be satisfied with it and know the story and then come back voluntarily. So that's why this is a good, solid product with a good, solid name. Vitality Fish Oil, free sample, 888-809-6424, or visit cardiol.net/Doug and ask for the free Vitality Fish Oil sample.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so I've been trying to do a good job in Roberta's absence with couponing 101.
Helping us save some cash.
Having you save. There are a lot of great things. If you go to Doug7.com, the Queen of Cheap Box, there are still a lot of relevant deals. She has the day-to-day ones. Be back next week with more of them. But there are some that are cumulative, some we've had up there for a while because they go on and on and on. But then it's understanding what to do with various coupons. Everybody understands what a coupon is, right? Raise your hands if you have a question. Well, I mean, I say that. There are some people think they're all printed on paper, which is not the case. If you go to yowza.com, that's all full of coupons. It's one of the examples that's run by my friend Greg Grunberg. It is full of coupons for every region of the country. And all you have to do is have the app on your iPhone or whatever, your Droid, and you go to the store and, okay, I want a coupon that'll save me $1.50 on waffles. And you get the download and you just show it to the person at the counter, right? You don't have to, you have to print anything out.
Show it on your device.
Show it to her, right.
Yes.
How many do you realize how many apps there are for these coupon things?
Oh, yeah.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, has a list of, if you go to supermarketguru.com, you'll also find where you can get all of these apps that will help you a great deal. For example, you can get a large 64-ounce bottle of strawberry banana V8 splash juice drink. And there's a coupon all over the place for a dollar. You can sometimes get them in the store. Sometimes they are sent to you with those Val packs, but you can certainly download them all. And there are some really substantial things around. All they have to do is be able to read the barcode on the app. That's really all they have to be able to do. But you've got to know what you're trying to save money on. For example, at the moment, there's a $2 coupon on Lubriderm. Everybody know what that is?
Lotion.
Lubriderm is a lotion that's used a lot. Do men use lotions like this or just women?
They should. If they don't, they should.
Yeah, I use a lot of these lotions. That's why I have this,
for you men.
My young, boyish looks.
I open up my Yowza and see what coupons are going on in Yowza here.
Right.
1-800 Flowers, Holiday Inn, Payless Shoes, Jiffy Lube,
Wait, Payless Shoes?
Yep.
Yowza.
Oh, in my favorite.
Yeah, Yowza's good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very good.
When I go to Dick's Sporting Good, I always check Yowza because they have a lot of coupons for Dick's Sporting Good.
All right, so there are a couple of hints that will help you save some money, hopefully worthwhile time spent on the Doug Good Day program. It's 21 past the hour.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Last night's voice competition. This is another knockout round. And we start with Team Blake Savannah opening the show against Justin Rivers singing As Long As You Loved Me. Don't know this song. So she's playing against Justin Rivers. Justin follows that song with The Climb. Sounds like Karaoke City to me.
It's a Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah, still sounds like Karaoke City. All right, but as this is Team Blake, he has to decide. He ends up going with Justin, so that means that Blake Savannah is Gonzo. Up next for Team Usher, Josiah Hawley facing Jess Kellner, and Hawley sings Back to Black here. So that's Josiah. Jess Kellner is here with You Give Me Something.
And you give me something.
Oh, she's got a win. Good.
Yeah, that's a good voice.
It could be nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That's what happens. Usher. No, that isn't what happened.
Really?
No, he took Jess apart and praised Josiah, and so... Josiah was selected to advance.
Wow.
That's surprising. Huh? All right, let's move on for Team Blake. Holly Tucker singing Live Like You Were Dying goes up against Luke Edgman. A full name Fu Manchu.
Yes.
So that's Holly.
Pretty good.
Next up, singing against her is Luke Edgman from Team Blake. Called Teenage Dream.
No regrets, just love. I have to say, I like Holly, but this guy's really good.
Well, he loses. Holly stayed. That's what you know and I know, Jen Jen. All right, Team Usher, back again with Andre Karash going against Michelle Camuo. How to Love is this song.
You had a lot of crooks trying to steal your heart. Never really had love, couldn't ever figure out how to love.
never had love. You never brought it yourself. When you got older, it seems like you came back, didn't I?
I like this. Yeah. Right, it's pretty good.
All right, Michelle Camille sings Raise Your Glass. Did you watch this routine?
I did not.
We lose on this one. We both like Audrey, and he takes Michelle. So Audrey is a gonzo. Up next from Team Blake, Daniel Bradbury, singing Jesus Take the Wheel, facing Taylor Beckham.
That just it strikes me as funny as a voice contestant doing a American Idol.
Yeah,
they did a lot.
Carrie Underwood.
All right, Taylor Beckham follows with Russian Roulette. I'd say this was a game of Russian roulette. Who's going to win here? Blake thought Danielle was slightly better and then went with her. So now Taylor Beckham is out. And that's an overview of the people competing on The Voice last night. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Achoo! Learning to live with your pet and allergies. You know, if you suffer from allergies and are first considering a pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles because they have hair versus fur, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, and the Irish water spaniel. And among cats, there's the Rex and other shorthand breeds, but also remember that there are the hairless cats, the Sphinx as well. But if you already have a pet, there are things you can do to keep those allergies in check. First of all, make sure the house is vacuumed on a regular basis using a vacuum cleaner that has a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding as well as the pet's bedding every day. And if the allergies are really severe, have an allergy-free room. Maybe there's one room in the house where you can go in when your allergies are bothering you. That's kind of a pet-free zone. Make sure you use the proper coat conditioner. Make sure you use a good shampoo. Make sure the dog's skin and coat is in good shape. And if you have a cat, have someone wipe the cat every day, because most people are not allergic to the cat's fur. They're allergic to the cat's saliva. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
It's 33 after the hour now. The pleasant voice and delightful song stylings of Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. All of us are here on May Day, which is a major holiday in Europe. Not much here. Does anybody even ever pay any attention?
No.
To May Day. My first girlfriend in the sixth grade was Betty Lou Mayo, and her birthday was May 1st. And I remember...
I just always know people go, May Day, May Day.
May Day. Well, that's where'd that come from?
I don't know.
That's the real... People always question, how did the term May Day, that's used for ships and or planes that are going down and have a problem, they declare May Day.
May Day, May Day.
May Day, May Day. So why is that, Mr. Intelligentsia?
I'm getting
source
the,
of all knowledge.
I'm not seeing the distress signal thing. I'm just saying May 1st is an ancient northern hemisphere spring festival.
May Day.
Usually a public holiday. It's also a traditional spring holiday in many cultures.
May Day.
But let
May
me
Day.
See if I see the like distress Roberta. Signal.
May Day.
May Day, May Day.
Yeah. All right. While you're checking that out, Richie, more important and pressing things. For example...
Yes.
The town I live in often tries to set a standard that's different. They did it with me and the raw milk that I sell on my farm. They do it a lot of times just to try to separate themselves out so they think the town of Framingham is something special. Tonight is the first night of town meeting. I'll tell you about how special it is tomorrow. At any rate, the community has now decided to implement Smart 911. Listen to what this is. They bill it as a national public safety service. What it does, the details on how the service works, it gives you, if you're a citizen here, the opportunity to be proactive about your family's safety and provides details prior to an emergency, which will enable respondents to act more quickly and precisely. So this is supposed to make public safety better. Businesses, residents, we all now have to use this new technology that has already proven successful all across the country, so says the town manager. We're going to have our citizens engage with this particular it's a device, much anything else, right? During emergencies, you can call Smart 911. You create a safety profile for yourself. See, this is where I'm. This is all about the government and more information about you. Nope. So if you sign on to Smart 911, you have to give them all kinds of information on you. But they're saying that they'll go to the Smart 911 homes first. If there's a choice of two, let's say two people call in on 911 at the same time and both have an emergency, and there's only one fire truck or there's only one policeman available, they're going to go to the Smart 911 caller before they go to the regular 911 caller.
That is to punish you if you don't sign up?
Yeah,
or,
right. Yes.
Or is it because they are feeling that they can definitely get to the smart location first because they have more information, as opposed to if they go to the other one and aren't able to find it easily, then they could have missed out?
You
hear it all the time. Ambulance went to the wrong address.
Right. Yep.
This or that. Do they feel that with the smart information that they are assured that they will get to the right place? And that's why they choose it first? Or are they just saying, well, if you don't want to play our game, we won't come to your house and we'll save you?
Yeah, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. That's what I think they're saying. Anybody who lives or works around university students, anybody's encouraged to create a profile. You're setting up a profile for yourself, and you're telling them about all the medications that you're on. You're telling them if you ever had any operations. You're telling them everything, including how many bathrooms there are in your house. What do they have to know that for?
I might do this for my mother, who lives alone, who takes several medications, who's 72 years old.
Yeah.
So maybe I would do it for her. But she lives in a seniors community, so I mean they pretty much have all that information already.
They don't need to have all this information. I don't think anyway. By the way,
Mayday.
Yeah,
comes from the French word "m'aider," meaning "come help
which
me,"
which means "uh oh."
Yeah, come help me, and you are supposed to say "Mayday" three times, so as not to be mistaken
Mayday.
For a similar sounding phrase.
Mayday.
Mayday.
Mayday. Mayday. Mayday. Mayday.
Is the tall pole that's covered with streamers, flowers, and other decorations of spring. And you're supposed to grab hold of a streamer and dance around the pole to ward off old man winter for good. Didn't do him much good in the Midwest today.
This comes from May Day. The celebration comes from the pre-Christian times, the festival of Flora, the Roman goddess of flowers.
So they celebrated big time in Hawaii.
In Hawaii, you ready for this? What's it called in Hawaii, Jennifer?
Lay Day. Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Lay Day.
Lay Day, Lay Day,
Lay Day.
So as not to be confused for another term.
May Day. It's 21 before the hour on Good Day.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Better up. Baseball season is in full swing, and it's time to round up the mitts, cleats, and uniforms. According to the Sporting Goods Manufacturers Association, nearly 70% of children ages 6 to 17 play team sports. That's a lot of kids getting active and a lot of uniforms to keep clean. Busy parents know that keeping uniforms clean can sometimes be a challenge, but there are easy ways to keep kids' uniforms looking like new longer. First, make sure to fit pre-soaking into the game plan. After the game, immediately soak dirty uniforms in water and a laundry pre-treater like OxiClean Versatile Stain Remover. It's safe to use on whites and colors and won't damage uniform numbers or letters. Next, instead of chlorine bleach, add a scoop of OxiClean Versatile Stain Remover over to your detergent in the gentle cycle of the washing machine. It'll keep white baseball pants white and colored uniforms bright. Finally, be sure to air dry polyester uniforms to avoid any damage or shrinkage. For more uniform cleaning tips, visit OxyClean.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today. There was
17 minutes before the hour on the Doug Good Day Wednesday program. Time for us to talk about television with Jennifer Horn, who is our expert. She's a big DVR person. Let's put it that way.
She checks
on all of the stuff, gets it, does fast.
It may
work
not be timely, but I'll get to it someday, and then I'll tell you about it.
Well, let's go back just to yesterday in the Wendy Williams program. I find her very entertaining, kind of with it. I enjoy her slant on life. Here she talks with Radar Online's Dylan Howard about the drama surrounding those who are going to be the judges next year on American Idol.
Which one is it, Doug?
That would be 507, Richie.
Oh, thank you.
You remember last week there were reports that Jennifer Lopez, a secret plot to replace Mariah Carey. Not so, according to our sources, but Jennifer Lopez did make the approach to Fox after saying she didn't want to be on the show anymore. That occurred a couple of weeks ago.
When she realized that nobody's buying her music.
She went on a tour last year.
And a $20 million paycheck just to sit and judge is
ease
fabulous.
Up on
J-Lo. I love her, but American Idol's her move.
It is her move. Mm-hmm. She's got her two twins are scheduled to enroll into kindergarten this fall.
Yes.
She wants to stay in Los Angeles. She toured the world last year. It was too taxing for her. She wants back on the panel.
Yeah.
She's not going to get the $20 million she got last time, though.
What's wrong with $15
million? I'd take it. It's a lazy 15.
It's a lazy 15. And, you know, and mothers get that, too. You know, once you have kids, you want to be stable and not be traveling all around. So now Mariah Carey would be staying on the panel?
Well, that remains to be seen. My sources are telling me there is going to be significant change to the Idol panel for next season. In the gun, Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, Randy Jackson, Mariah Carey, they could clean house completely.
Clean them out.
We heard that last year.
I know. I think they're going to keep Nicki, though. I think
Randy's
talked
about that almost every year now.
Yeah. So yeah. J-Lo, how is J-Lo getting along with Nicki versus how she gets along with
I don't
Mariah?
Know. That could be interesting. She's kind of fiery. So
yeah, I don't think J-Lo would take any of Nicki's stuff.
Mm-mm.
No, probably not. All right, so Jen, what else is happening to populate the television world?
Well, lots of stuff, actually, today, Dougie. Maria Shriver has found a job.
Really?
She is joining NBC News as a special anchor with her focus
on... She was on NBC before.
Well, she's back on women's issues. She's going to be on all of their networks, NBC News, CNBC, MSNBC, and NBC Sports, talking about women's rising influence and leadership and the impact it has on American culture and society. Very nice. Now, if you didn't have enough reality TV, ABC has given the go-ahead for a new series called Sing Your Face Off. Celebrities will be transformed with the help of a hair and makeup team into some of the biggest names in pop music and then must perform on stage like the icon that they're given. in. John Lovitz has already signed up for the show, which just shows you the type of talent that they're looking for. More names to be announced soon. The Office's John Krasinski will make a cameo appearance on the upcoming Netflix episodes of Arrested Development. There are 15 new episodes that are going to premiere on Netflix May 26th. That's a big story for a lot of people. And TNT has renewed Dallas for a third season. Good news if you're following that show.
That is an interesting show. I know I'm watching it now more. I've seen a couple of episodes more than I did the one that was on first. There's something about the chemistry between the younger players and the older players.
The young
players,
and the old cast, intriguing. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, Kristen Wiig is returning to Saturday Night Live. They're announcing the rest of the schedule for the rest of their season. She was a cast member last year. This year, she will come back on May 11th as the celebrity guest to host for the episode with musical guest Vampire Weekend. You know them? I don't. Zach Galifianakis will host the May 4th episode with Of Monsters and Men, and Ben Affleck will close out the season finale May 18th. With Kanye West, Kim Kardashian's baby daddy. And then CNN announced yesterday they're starting a new morning show. It's going to be hosted by Chris Cuomo, Kate Bolden, and Michaela Pereira. Michaela Pereira is actually a news anchor here in Los Angeles. It's going to be called New Day, and it'll premiere on June 10th.
Really?
Excited about that one?
No.
Well, how about this? There's a little trouble in paradise, apparently, for The Bachelor. Sean Lowe is the most recent Bachelor, and his intended, is Catherine Guidici. And apparently, she's a little upset because she's taken a back seat to Sean's newfound fame that he had on Dancing with the Stars. And she's become obsessed with trying to keep him interested because he's looking for fame and money and after parties. And apparently she's not doing so well. He's got a wandering eye, so that relationship could be on the rocks.
Oh, on the rocks. Speaking of
the rocks.
Netflix, we're carrying a story at DougStephan.com today that suggests through this month, the month of May, Netflix is going to lose streaming rights to 1,794 titles because of expiring deals with Warner Brothers and MGM and Universal and Viacom. Big chunk of them will expire, as a matter of fact, tonight. And then there's another group that gets dumped at the end of the month. 2,000 shows isn't compared. You know, you get 60,000 titles, it's not a big deal, but it may indicate that people are getting a little fussier because they know what the outcome is. If they let Netflix have your movie, you can get it there and not pay practically anything for it, right?
Right.
Netflix is very, very expensive. So, anyway, there's Dr. No among some of the early ones. I thought you might want to know that because Jennifer mentioned Netflix, and because I knew we had the story in the Today's Show box at DougStephan.com.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do?
Spring cleaning?
Or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Get 15% off when you book 7 days in advance now through May 16th and stay by May 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
the music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
before we run out of time. What time is it?
51 past on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Into the pet mode with the man who's responsible for lots of great information on his website, Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. It's Warren here. They focus. I thought we had. Didn't we find different music for the pet show?
Why would we do different? I love that. You don't like the.
This is getting stale after all.
Warren,
don't you have some other music?
Gloria, I have thousands and thousands of songs you guys have.
Yeah. Whatever. Come on. Get rid of it.
Here, you want to. You want this? Hold on. How about we do this?
Yeah.
Hold on. Not done yet.
You do realize it's 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
You are. It's 6 before the hour, wherever you are. It's maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. We don't discriminate. Everybody's welcome to fall asleep on the Good Day program. All right. She's playing. I found all the... music.
See, that would be the perfect torture for you, Doug, putting you in a room and making you listening to Cats Meow for hours at end.
I read that. All right, so we have Warren here with us on Wednesday, and we're going to talk about a couple of important things. The casket makers making caskets for your pets. You'll be happy to know that's a very important story, according to somebody. I'm not sure who. Warren's got the story of the first bionic dog that got four paws, new paws. And so we'll pause for these words, and then we'll find out more about those paws here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here's a
a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If I could talk to the animals.
Oh, even better, Richie. Warren Eckstein brought to you by Hugs and Kisses. You can find Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com. You want reliable vitamins, reliable minerals for your dog and cat, you'll want to go straight to Hugs and Kisses for those products and get them rushed to you. Major casket manufacturers are now, the headline reads, Casket Makers Take on Pet Project.
I just did a tour of a pet cemetery in Southern California, a cemetery that I've known about for years. It's called L.A. Pet Memorial Park.
Yep.
A lot of famous animals buried there.
Yep.
And they have a whole building where you literally, it's a shop where you can buy whatever type of urns you want and caskets as well. And the caskets go from plain to really, really fancy. Now, here's the interesting part. There were some very, very religious Hasidic Jews that when they bury themselves, they're buried in a plain pine casket, nothing on it. So now, because of inquiries at the cemetery, they actually have these plain pine caskets to use for pets as well. So it's just another indication of how close we are with our pets and how much a part of the family they are. Even when we lose them now, we're taking into consideration our own feelings. Maybe it's a little anthropomorphic, but the bottom line is if it makes you feel good, then I'm okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. In other words, there are people that have the ashes of their dog on a shelf over their fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's
That's
what I
where
did.
Mine is.
Here's what I did with my dogs. I don't do it anymore because I don't have the place. But when I lived in upstate New York in Cobleskill, an area you know well, whenever one of my pets passed away, and I had 30 dogs at that time,
I would
actually bury them myself, and I would actually take a stone and carve their name in it myself and put it there. And I made sure when I left that the people would maintain that. So whatever you need to do when you have to say that final goodbye to make you feel better. Some of these coffins, though, are thousands upon thousands.
Oh, yeah, the urns. Oh, my God, yes. Very expensive. So it's, but
wakes, they have wakes now, funerals, wakes. It's losing a pet is sometimes more difficult than losing a human member because you never argue with your pet.
You can get, there's $55 billion, as you know, Warren, in the pet business, and now these people figure, all right, folks have spent this kind of money for all sorts of important things for their dog, their cat, their pet, why not put them in something that will make them safe and secure as they move into the next world?
There you go.
All right, Warren Eckstein here with us with the word on your pets at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.